Churches are attacked in Sri Lanka. Peace talks are in question. Christian radio forms a bridge to Aceh, Indonesia, and English teachers teach life to Thai students. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As the international community talks about how to secure peace in Sri Lanka, violence is increasing. Speaking from Sri Lanka, back to the Bible's James Kenaganayagam says peace talks aren't going well, a food shortage exists in the north, and now violence against churches.
There have been mobs that have gone and opposed churches at a meeting on Sunday mornings. They have verbally abused them, they threatened them. In one case, actually, they came back after the church service finished and they broke the building down.
Kenaganayagam thinks he knows why this is happening.
One reason I think people are angry with the church is because the church is moving, the church is growing, the church is actively involved in social action as well as preaching the gospel and in worshiping.
Since many are turning to Christ, more leaders are needed, and so is your support.
Many of the Bible College students we support come from non-Christian backgrounds, so they are families cannot actually support them through seminary.
It costs just $600 a year. Next, Partners International's Mike Densmore says a strategic partnership poises the gospel at the gateway of Aceh, Indonesia. They've helped construct and develop the Dari Christian Fellowship's radio ministry. Densmore says the radio station provides key support.
Without constant encouragement, without some sort of pastoral care, the health of the church would really be devastated because of the Muslim majority around them. And that's one of the functions that the radio can fulfill, is that it is able to provide ongoing encouragement and teaching to build up the church in those regions.
Programs include family subjects and spiritual programs, some of which is provided by other Indonesian ministries. Densmore says radio is a tremendous opportunity to build up Christian witness in Aceh.
Christians are infectious people when they love the Lord, and by teaching them through the radio and discipling them and encouraging them, they're going to be able to continue to reach out to their neighbors and to touch people that we never would come in contact with.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Hope Givers International is known for their work in India. They're helping thousands of orphan children there, but they're also reaching out to Malawi and now Haiti. Haiti is the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere. It's struggled politically, economically, and spiritually. Hope Givers' Robbie Brumberg says there's another dark cloud on the horizon. HIV/AIDS.
We got a population of, I believe it's just over 8 million, and I believe it's around 300,000 people have HIV in Haiti now, and it's definitely getting worse. It's definitely spreading. But, you know, we believe firmly that, you know, with education and with the gospel is the best way to combat these things.
He says HIV outreach is an area that's on their heart.
We definitely have a big heart for that here at Hope Givers, and we want to see people come to know the Lord and come to realize that Jesus is the answer to all of these problems, not just HIV.
Brumberg and five others are heading to Haiti tomorrow to help care for 18 children in their orphanage, pray for safety, and that they'll be able to share the gospel effectively. We turn next to Ecuador, where HCJB World Radio is celebrating the dedication of the new Roberts Building. Three of four floors are already in use, with the fourth to become part of the Evangelistic Missionary Training Center. Formerly the Missionary Church Dorm, it was renamed after Dr. Paul Roberts, founder of HCJB World Radio's medical ministries 57 years ago. It was Roberts' vision that launched HCJB World Radio's healthcare division. And Life Camp just wrapped up in Thailand. Life stands for Learning Intensive Free English. The Association of Baptists for World Evangelism says Thai church workers and Filipino missionaries provide the camp every year during fall break. Though English draws the campers in, the goal is to introduce the students to the gospel. Nearly 100 campers came to know Christ during the week. Pray that Christians will be able to follow up with them when they return home. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.